Think of that moment you stay in your idling car so you can finish an Adventures in Odyssey episode. Because some things are more important than frozen ice cream.
The ice cream's starting to look a little soggy.
What are you going
to
do? You don't want it to melt.
The ice cream's still dripping.
And now an exclusive episode
from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
And that's the entire clinic.
So, what do you think, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, it looks wonderful.
I told you, my BPAT's the best veterinarian there is.
Renee, I haven't even opened for business yet. Maybe a few customers should sample my services before you start telling everyone I'm the best.
You'll always be the best to me, BPAT. She's my favorite aunt, you know, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, really? I couldn't tell.
Dr. Pat's Animal Clinic is going to be a smashing success.
I'm certainly looking forward to your grand opening.
This weekend, all weekend. Now I just need to get the word out.
We'll help with that too, won't we, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, as much as we can, Renee. Listen, I really need to get back to Wheat's End. I just popped in to see how things were progressing. But before I go, may I ask a question? It may be a bit personal.
Oh, dear. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, why BPAT? I mean, your name is Pat, which I assume is short for Patricia.
Well, blame Ren.
When I was little, I had trouble saying Aunt Pat. It kept coming out BPAT.
Then, as she got older, the name just sort of stuck.
Well, nicknames do have a way of doing that.
Now it would sound strange if she called me anything else.
Well, I'm off. BPAT, Ren.
Wit.
See you at Wit's End, Mr. Whittaker. Well, can I help you with anything else here?
No. Let's lock up and I'll buy you some lunch before you have to go to work.
College kids never turn down free food. BPAT.
Yes, love.
I know you've had trouble with your business up to now, but this time it'll be different. Odyssey is a great town. You'll do really well here, I know it.
I hope so, Ren. I'd like to stay. I enjoy being near you. Now let's get that lunch.
Sounds great.
There. Now, what sounds good?
Hello, Dr. Pat.
Oh, let's go, Renee.
I'm sorry, sir, but my aunt's clinic's not open for business yet. And
I'm not here for her business. I'm here to stop it.
Stop it? Why? Who are you?
Ask her. She knows.
Just get in the car, Renee.
She'll not soon forget the face of the man whose animals she killed.
Killed?
That's right. Your aunt is a killer.
Killer? You can't say that about my aunt. Who are you anyway?
My name is Wilfred Norcombe. I used to own a farm that raised prize-winning border collies. And your lovely aunt there killed them all.
That's ridiculous. Tell him, BPAT.
I've tried, Renee. It won't do any good. The best thing for us to do is to go now.
All right.
You can't get rid of me that easy. I've dogged you this far.
Very funny.
Renee, get in.
It's not funny to me, Missy. I'll make sure the people of Odyssey know they have an animal killer in their midst. I'll ruin you here just like I have everywhere else. You hear? Just like I have everywhere else.
He's a lunatic. We need to go to the police.
No, no police.
But BPAT, he seems dangerous.
He's not, really. He's just obsessed. The police can't do anything, believe me.
All right, then. Turn here.
Okay, but why?
We're going to Wit's End. Mr. Whittaker will know what to do.
Well, here's your tea, ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Are you both sure you're all right?
Oh, I will be. A good, strong cup of Earl Grey always calms the nerves.
Well, it'll take more than a cup of Earl Grey for me. You said that man was obsessed. Obsessed as in stalking you.
In a way. He never comes to where I live or eat or go on vacation. Only where I work. He's been hounding me for years. Pardon the pun.
Why would he do that?
to tarnish my reputation and either keep me from opening a clinic or get it shut down shortly after I do open it.
That's awful.
Oh, it's not been easy. Even when I've gone to work for an established clinic, it's the same. Sometimes he shows up quickly, like today. Other times it takes him a while. The longest was 5 years. But he always manages to find me.
And somehow he's tracked you here.
Norcom is relentless.
Do you mind me asking about his claims?
Not at all. It happened at the first clinic where I worked right out of vet school. Norcom brought in one of his collie pups with a parvovirus infection, a deadly, debilitating disease for dogs. But he brought the pup in too late. Not only that, the first pup had infected all the other collies at Norcom's place. There was nothing I could do. Sometimes, despite modern medicine, we simply can't save them.
I don't get why this guy doesn't understand that. I did about Cog.
Cog?
The pup I had when I was little. He got very sick, and Peep Hat did everything she could to save him.
People handle grief differently, and not always in the most healthy way.
What should we do?
If Norcom's pattern is the same, he won't stop. He'll badmouth me to as many people as possible. Then the next step will be the local media. It's probably best if I just cancel the grand opening, pack up everything, and move on.
No!
Oh, this sounds like harassment, Pat. There must be some legal remedy to stop him.
Any way I go, it's still unwanted publicity. No one is going to trust a vet who has to defend her name and reputation on TV the first day her clinic opens.
Then I'd like your permission to talk to Mr. Norcom. Maybe I can smooth things out with him.
I doubt that.
You'd be surprised at what Mr. Whittaker can do, B-Pat. He loves helping people. It's time you stopped running and took a stand. Please let him try.
Well, I suppose it is time I stopped running. All right, Whit. Go ahead. Talk to Norcom.
Are you Whittaker?
Ah, Mr. Norcom. Please, have a seat.
All right.
I hope you don't mind meeting in the park. I thought you might feel more comfortable here than in my office at Wit's End.
Neutral ground. I appreciate that. You should know that the only reason I'm here is because I've been asking around town about you.
Oh?
I've heard from many people that you're an honorable man and a fair-minded individual.
I appreciate that.
But you should also know that nothing you can say or do will make me change my mind about that killer animal, Doctor.
Mr. Norcom,
Do you have any idea what she did to me? How she ruined my life?
I only know what Pat told me.
Then I'll wager she didn't tell you that I had the best and most beautiful border collie farm in the country. 50 acres of rolling grassland with a brook and a pond and a lovely grove of trees.
That sounds wonderful.
It was. People would come from all over the world for my pups because of the way I trained them, with love. It took me years to build, and it was all gone in a matter of days because of that doctor.
I'm truly sorry for your loss.
Are you? You don't know the half of it. When my pups died, my breeding stock was gone, and I didn't have the money to buy new stock. No stock meant no pups to sell to buyers. No buyers meant no income. I couldn't pay the mortgage, so the bank took my farm. With no pups, no farm, and no business, my wife left me too. When I say it was all gone, that I lost everything, I mean exactly that. I lost everything.
It was a tragic incident, Mr. Norcom, but you can't blame...
Tragic incident? Is that what she calls it? Just a mere accident that couldn't have been helped? Sounds all nice and neat and scrubbed clean so she can sleep at night. The clinic where she worked was also a research laboratory where they experimented with dangerous and highly toxic drugs. One of those drugs was supposed to be a new cure for parvovirus. The only problem was that Dr. Pat didn't have a pup with parvo to try it out on. So she infected my pup on purpose.
That's a very serious charge, Mr. Norcom.
I know. And a very true one.
Do you have any evidence to support these allegations?
Evidence? A lost farm, dead pups, financial ruin, divorce? That's my evidence.
Mr. Norcom, Isn't it possible that your grief has caused you to lose sight of the situation, look at it through a skewed lens? Isn't it possible that Dr. Pat did her job well, but there was nothing she could do to save your dogs?
Believe what you want, Whitaker. I'll stick to the facts.
Yeah, the facts as you see them.
The facts as they are. I'm trying to save other animals' lives here.
That's what your bitterness has made you believe. But you're really trying to destroy someone. And in the process, you're destroying yourself.
I don't need a sermon, Whitaker. I know you think I'm some sort of monster, but I actually admire people who stand up for their friends, even when those friends are bad. So this monster is going to leave you with one last word. Minoxifen.
What is that?
In addition to your reputation for fair-mindedness, you also have a reputation for being smart. Do some research. Find out for yourself.
Dr. Pat's Animal Clinic.
Pat? It's Whit. I think we need to talk.
About Norcom?
About Minoxifen.
What did Norcom tell you?
Just the name of the drug, and he suggested that I do some research on it, so I did.
There's more to the story than what's on the computer.
Yeah, well, that's why we need to talk.
I'll be right over. And Whit?
Yes?
I think you should ask Renee to join us, too.
Are you sure?
She said I should stop running, and she's right. It's time she knew the whole story.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Whittak? V. Pat, what are you doing here?
Why don't you close the door, Renee, and here, have a seat.
Okay. What's going on?
Ren, sweetheart, I have something to tell you that won't be easy for you to hear.
All right.
That first clinic I worked at after I got my license was also a research facility. We worked on drugs to help cure diseases in animals. One of those drugs was called minoxifen. It was an experimental serum that was supposed to cure parvovirus in pups. They needed a test subject for the serum.
Not Norcom's pup.
Whenever Norcom made a sale, he would bring the pup into the clinic for a complete physical. He wanted to make sure that the pup was healthy and the bloodline pure. So he had us do a complete workup on them. Took the better part of a week to run all the tests and get the results. I was on duty in the clinic the day Norcom brought in his dog. And when I did his blood work, I discovered that he had the parvo.
Norcom told me you gave the pup the parvovirus in the first place to make him sick.
That's absolutely not true. The parvo was in its early stages, but he definitely already had it. Well, to curry favor with my bosses, I told them about the pup's condition, and with their permission, I tried out the serum on him. It seemed to work at first. So well, in fact, that when Norcom came to pick him up at the end of the week, we sent the pup home, convinced he was cured. But after he got there, the drug actually accelerated the virus, which caused the pup to get sick again. As a result, he infected the other pups as well.
That's all very sad, B-Pat, but I still don't see what Norcom's problem with you is. I mean, you did everything you could to save the pup, and you acted with your boss's permission. I don't see that you did anything wrong.
I may have been acting with my boss's permission, but neither I nor my bosses ever bothered to get Norcom's permission. That's where the wrong came in.
Oh.
Well, needless to say, Norcom wasn't too happy about all of this. The research facility was investigated. It was found to be negligent and shut down. All of the lead researchers lost their licenses, but I didn't. Since I was a junior researcher and acting under orders, I wasn't held personally liable. But since I gave the pup the serum...
You're the one Norcom decided to go after.
But why did you choose to run all those years? You could have made a stand against Norcom at any time, really.
Because I was so very ashamed. We should have kept Norcom informed. I should have. but I didn't. And he was ruined. And I got off. But now, I want to stop running.
Why now?
Because of the rest of the story. The part you really need to hear, Renee.
You mean what I've heard up to now isn't it?
No. There's something that was never put in the report. Norcom's pup was doing so well on minoxifen that before he went home, I decided to let him out to play in the enclosed yard between the research facility and the clinic. There was only one other pup in the yard that day. One other pup in the whole clinic, in fact. Cogito.
What?
Your mom had brought him in for his normal grooming and booster shots while you were in school.
I remember that.
I let the two pups romp around together for a little while, and then I put Norcom's pup away. I didn't think anything of it until his pup relapsed, and then about a week after that...
Cog got sick.
Yes. I did everything I could to save him, Ren. I promise I did, but it was too late.
It was your doing. You were responsible. You made him sick.
I'm so, so sorry, Ren. And I'm so very ashamed for not telling you before. I wanted to, but you were heartbroken. And I just couldn't bring myself to do it. So I ran. But then when I came here and I saw you again, and then Norcom came...
So you agreed to let me talk to Norcom, knowing that he would lead me to uncover the story.
Yes.
Cog... He was my best friend.
Oh, Ren, I've been so foolish. I'm so terribly sorry. I know I don't deserve it, but please, please forgive me.
Cog, no, no, no!
Renee!
Channel 10 News. We'll take you live to the grand opening of a new animal clinic on the west side.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Whittaker?
Ah, yes, Renee. I just wanted to know, well, how you're doing.
I'm fine, sir.
Really? Because given what happened yesterday, well, if it had been me, I don't think I'd be fine.
Thank you for your concern, but truly, I'm all right. What are you watching?
Oh, it's a feed of Channel 10 News on my computer. Renee, I know you're hurting. But so is your aunt.
I don't think she's hurting quite as much as I am.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure. She loves you, Renee. She deeply regrets what happened to Cog. You know, I looked up her record since the minoxifen incident. She managed to work for a few clinics for a good period of time before Norcom forced her out. And her record is stellar. She's an excellent veterinarian. I believe her clinic is necessary. She can do good work here. She deserves a second chance. And I think your forgiveness as well.
Mr. Whittaker, I don't think I can explain just how important Cog was to me. He was the only one I could rely on. Even more than my parents. And I loved him with all my heart. And then he was gone. And he died a horrible death. Do you remember when you hired me, I told you that I used to believe in God, but that something happened that made me stop believing in him? Cog's death was that thing. That's how much he meant to me. And now you want me to forgive the person responsible for all that?
Yes. But the only way is to turn back to the source of forgiveness, God. You knew him once. You can know him again.
I knew him once, but that was back when Cog was still alive. I'm sorry, but I just can't...
Hold it. Wait a minute here.
And we're just getting word of a terrible accident at the grand opening of the new animal clinic on the west side.
What?
We take you now to Channel 10's Ted Humphreys for a live report. Ted, what can you tell us?
Well, Sue, this happened just a few minutes ago. A car plowed through the crowd and crashed into the front of Dr. Pat's.
Oh, no.
Dear Lord, please let no one be hurt.
Our camera was recording, and we were able to capture the incident on video. We're going to play that for you now. Now, you can see that the car drove through the crowd, scattering people and pets in all directions. And
did she jump clear?
I couldn't tell.
Then smashed into the clinic's front door. Paramedics are on the scene now, and we do have confirmation of at least one injured person, the driver of the car. Paramedics say he's unconscious and bleeding from a head wound. And you can see him slumped over the steering wheel there.
It's Norcom.
We've got to get down there.
Should be getting more information as soon as...
B-Pat!
Oh, Renee.
Oh, are you all right?
Yes, a few scrapes and bruises, but nothing bad. Norcom was the only person seriously injured.
And how is he?
Well, he has a bad gash across his forehead and was unconscious for a little while. But as soon as he came to, he started yelling accusations about me before the police finally took him away.
Ah, well, I don't think you'll have to worry about him for a long while. He tried to run you down with a car on live TV.
True, but the damage has been done.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Back in the studio as soon as we find
Excuse me, Mr. Reporter, sir.
Yes?
Is this still live?
Yes, it is. Ted Humphreys, Channel 10 News.
Well, I'm Renee Carter, and this is my Aunt Pat's animal clinic. We may not have a front door currently, but we still have a perfectly good back door, and we're open for business. So I hope everyone will bring their pets to Dr. Pat's Animal Clinic for the best veterinary care in Odyssey. That's all.
And there you have it, Sue. Ted Humphreys, Channel 10 News, back to you in the studio. And we're out. This is the best news story I've ever covered.
Oh, that was very nice, Renee.
Yes, though I'm not sure I understand why you did it.
B-Pat, I won't lie. It's going to take me a little while to get over what happened to Cog. But I know now it was a mistake, and I think you've punished yourself enough for it. And when I thought you might be hurt or worse here, I realized that I shouldn't punish you for it either. Forgiveness is in short supply these days, but it's high time it made a comeback. And the only way that can happen is if we all make it come back. So I want you to know that I forgive you. And I love you very much.
Oh, Ren. I love you too.
You know, I spoke out of turn to that reporter. I told him you were open for business, but that's only true if you're staying in town. Are you?
Yes. Yes, I am. Come what may, I'm staying right here in Odyssey.
Excellent. Computer. Load Renee D. Carter Journal.
Renee D. Carter Journal running. Block 758. Saturday evening, 8:45 p.m.
Begin recording.
Recording. Cogito program running.
So, Cog, the repairs are almost done, and BPAT's clinic is a big hit. Oh, it's so wonderful having her in town. I'm better. I still miss you, though. I do need to remember to thank Mr. Whittaker for reminding me about the importance of having a forgiving heart. No, I haven't forgotten about what he said about the source of forgiveness. I'll think about it. If you stop hounding me. It's a joke!
In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." You know, the Bible is full of stories about people who had to forgive others who hurt them. Esau forgave his brother Jacob for stealing his birthright. Joseph forgave his older brothers for selling him into slavery. Jesus himself asked God to forgive those who were crucifying him. And when Peter asked how often we're to forgive others, Jesus told him, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. In other words, there's no limit to the forgiveness we should give, because there's no limit to how God forgives us. So, do you have anyone you need to forgive? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Forgiving Heart, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Stephanie Erb, Keith Ferguson, Tim Halligan, and Amy Pemberton. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.